This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. You know, adoption celebration coming up Saturday, November the 5th at Sweetwater. Always an amazing time. I cannot believe we can say 24 years we've been doing this. And this year, you've heard us talking about this, the one and only Mr. Todd Tillman, who was the winner of The Voice on NBC show that, you know, I still watch and check out because we've had a lot of people around Fort Wayne on the show also. And Todd, just a godly family man, husband, and of course, his music's amazing. So we're excited to have him join us this year at Sweetwater. And Todd, I am so glad to have a few minutes with you. What's going on in the life of the Tillman clan? Because you got a big family.
Yeah. Hey, listen, at our house, it's always just a circus. But it's wild. We have such a big family. Of course, I'm joking, but everybody always says, like, how do y'all do it? I'm like, oh, we're not doing it. Like, we're not pulling it off.
Yes, you are. You are.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We like to call it organized chaos without the organization.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Now, we have your family picture on our flyers, too, and on our social media where we're promoting this. So you'll see another family, and then you see Todd's big family. So tell me, how many kids do you have now?
We have 8 kids, yeah. Woo. 7 still at home.
Wow, 7 at home. And I know some people are like, I can barely take care of my 2 or 3 or whatever, and or 1. But yet, I feel like God gives you a call on your life. Tell me how that is with you and your lovely wife. How can you get to a point where you say, we want to do this?
Oh, you know, my daddy always told me when I was growing up that you eat an elephant a bite at a time, you know?
And
it came in stages, I don't know. But now, I can't speak for her. She's not here with me right now. But I can say for myself, if I look at anything collectively, it terrifies me. But if I can just look at it like a little bit at a time, you know, and take it a piece at a time. And that's kind of what we did. Our family, like in the beginning, we didn't say we're going to have 8 kids. As a matter of fact, we joke around with everybody and say, I wanted 2 and she wanted 3. So we compromised on 8, you know, just a little at a time, though. We just kept building.
Well, I love that you say that because I'm sure someone is listening now, maybe more than that, that are trying to contemplate like how they can have more kids and they feel called to adoption and maybe foster care or foster to adopt. And they're thinking, oh, you know, we like to have a family, but how do you do 8? Well, you don't do them all at once. They're 1 at a time. Speak to that person that says they're a little apprehensive because they don't know how they're going to take on a couple more children, but they feel called to it.
Oh, man, look, first of all, anything that, you know, I mean, I guess it's probably the world's oldest saying that where God guides, he provides, you know?
Yes.
And so the first thing is that if you feel like God's guiding you to do it, you don't have to worry. It will be, you know, there will be challenges, and that's true. I think people are afraid of that, but and now it's not like we're done with our journey, but where we are now, looking back, those super challenging times were kind of the best times, and so what I would do is just take a step in that direction. You know, I realize it's a big thing, fostering and adopting. We've got 2 adopted kids, but it's not all jumping in the pool at, you know, all at once. You just take a step at a time, and God really does provide each step of the way, you know.
It's so beautiful. And Todd, we've got so much more to talk about and experience from you, but I'm going to say this. If you want to hear more from Todd, and of course his music, which is amazing, that's on Saturday, November 5th at our adoption celebration at Sweetwater. It's free. Bring your kids, bring your family. If you're an adoptive or foster care family, come join us for a celebration with his music and refreshments and games. But if you're thinking about, you're praying about adoption or foster care, we have a lot of agencies that will be there, again, all free to join us. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can find out more at star883.com. And if you want to hear this interview back or more about Todd, we have that on our conversations link right now. Just click on conversations.